From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Some random facts for Thursday.
Okay, random facts for Thursday.
You know what? The founder of Kodak, you remember film and photographs and cameras?
Huh?
Yeah, George Eastman hated that months had different numbers of days, so he made the company operate on a 13-month calendar with 28 days in each month. And that only left 2 days left over.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah. He called the 13th month Sol. 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 S-O-L. Sounds crazy, but the company used that 13-month calendar from 1928 to 1989.
Okay.
Another random fact, powdered wigs became popular in the late 1500s because so many men were losing their hair due to syphilis. See there? And Volkswagen has its own brand of sausage in Germany. And guess what?
What?
They sell more sausage than cars. So there you go. Volkswagen sausage.
Well, I can see how you can sell more sausage than cars because you can't.
Yeah.
You just don't sell that many cars all the
time. Well, yeah. That's true. That's true. I mean, sausage. Everybody eats sausage except vegans. They don't eat sausage.
They eat meatless sausage.
What's the stuff now? This Beyond Meat or whatever.
I don't know.
Crap this stuff. Have you tried that yet?
No.
Me either. I'm afraid it's going to make me sick or burn my mouth or make me melt.
Or make you feel good.
I'm melting! All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Reboots are popping.
Reboots.
Last night, the reboot, or rather the weird show in a show of Beverly Hills 90210.
I watched that. Did you watch that?
No.
I watched it, and it was weird.
I took a nap instead.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I watched it. It was really weird.
I'm just happier that I took my nap. I don't regret that nap. One iota.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so, spoiler alert, the show was not a reboot.
No, it was not.
And it also was not a continuation of the stories of Brenda, Dylan, Kelly, Donna, Steve, Brendan, and Andrea, and David.
Yeah, no, was not that either.
Instead,
yeah,
a semi-fictionalized look at the stars in semi-fictionalized real life.
Right.
Regrouping for a Comic-Con type convention for the original 90210.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird.
It's weird, and spoiler alert, Tori Spelling still is broke. But yet their storylines are kind of fictionally, semi-fictionally based, I guess. That's a good point. On their real lives.
Yes.
So yeah, she's like obsessed with the money thing throughout the entire episode. It's like, I'm broke. Can somebody pick up my bar tab? Or, you know, look, they're making all this money off my likeness. That's my dress. Sorry. Now, I'm going to stick around, at least for the next episode, because I want to see how they fit the TV reboot.
Did you watch 90210 when it was around the first
time? I watched
a
little bit of it, yeah. I explained earlier today because I was in television in the early 1990s, I worked for a studio that we all paid attention to television in those days, and there were only three channels.
Sure.
So, you know, listen here, you little whippersnappers. In my day, I had to walk a mile to school in the snow, and we only had three channels.
All right, so five more episodes, and then that will probably be it. Because I just don't think this is what people were tuning in for.
I went on Twitter last night, and man, it was like the political situation in the United States. Half the people loved it. Half the people hated it.
Yep, that's our nation.
Who'd have thought you were at a Trump rally? I mean,
cheaper creepers.
On Twitter last night.
Okie doke.
Okie dokie.
We'll move on then.
Let's move on.
To another reboot.
Another reboot.
Disney announced they'll be rebooting Home Alone for their Disney Plus
service. No. They can't do that.
So Macaulay Culkin posted a picture of himself on social media in his t-shirt and boxers with a laptop computer surrounded by half-empty food containers and his belly sticking out, saying, "He's ready, Disney. Just give him a call."
You filthy animal.
That's funny. Good job, Macaulay Culkin.
You know, he's got to do something. When was the last time this guy had work? You know, though, in reboots, usually they'll let one of the original characters play, you know, like an extra or side character. You know what?
You think Michael Jackson left him anything in his will?
Might have. Who knows?
I mean, he's got
to
have.
I don't know that Michael Jackson had anything to leave.
Oh,
he was
true.
In debt, and now his kids are making money off of his estate and the catalog. I mean, that makes money.
Yes.
But Michael was really in debt when he died.
That's true. So. All right, so Jennifer Garner, your cutie pie, Jenny.
I love her dimples. Love those dimples.
She's inviting fans to come to L.A. and bake cookies with her.
Oh, man, she's become all-American mom.
But would you like to do it?
I don't want to bake.
Oh,
I don't like baking. You get flour all over the kitchen. You get all over your clothes.
It's not your kitchen.
Oh, but they get all over your clothes and junk. Well, I mean, you know, if my wife, who bakes a mean cookie, by the way, wants to enter that contest, I guess I could go along with. I would do that. But I wouldn't be the one to enter the contest.
I'm going to note down here that you have passed up your chance to spend time with Jennifer Garner and her dimples.
I could go to her church on Sunday. I live close enough if I wanted to spend any time with Jennifer Garner. And I could sneak into the pew next to her on Sunday and go, bless you. Bless you, Jen Garner. America's mom.
Bless those dimples.
And love those dimples.
Jen's raising money for the Epilepsy Foundation.
Oh, that's good.
The winner and a guest will be flown to L.A.
Yeah.
And put up at a 4-star luxury hotel.
Okay, I will enter now because I would love to stay at a 4-star luxury hotel.
You'll get to spend some quality time with Jen baking cookies. Come on now.
Yeah.
And while no donations or purchase is necessary to enter and win the contest.
Yeah.
The website to enter does provide plenty of opportunities to donate.
And maybe I'll just bring cookies to church with me. I think I could do that.
And what, say, here, enter these?
Yeah, well, I could, you know, try and bribe her some.
I just think it'd be fun to bake cookies with Jennifer
Garner. Oh, I think it would be, too. Yeah, definitely. You know who else I'd like to bake cookies with?
Or
bake just about anything with is Halle Berry. So I'm not sure that Halle's handy in the kitchen. I saw one video where she was naked from the back trying to make some eggs. I would have liked to have been there on that day.
Did she have an apron on?
I don't remember. I really couldn't get past the fact that she was naked. I mean, this woman, what she posts on Instagram is crazy. This was on Instagram. Anyway. Hey, we've overstayed our welcome. It's Thursday. Let's get out of here. Back with you tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.